a real pleasure to welcome head chef of Beach Ristorante at Hilton Dubai, Jumeirah Beach, is Chef Marco Sinamo. Hello, Chef Marco.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Now, you brought lots of beautiful food in for us today. Tell me, what have you brought in?
No, today I bring to you some dishes from our traditional culinary arts, that is burrata cheese, that is a traditional dish from Andria, south of Italy. Another dish will be endive salad with gorgonzola cheese, that is a common dish in north of Italy. Then I'm going to present one of our signature dish of Beach, that is tortelli with ricotta, spinach, and truffle creamy sauce. And then I will present one dish that is one of my signature, actually, and is very traditional in Italy, from the center of Italy to the north of Italy. Is called gnudi, and actually is the other version of the tortelli. Using the filling of the tortelli, we create a new dish, and is served with tomato sauce and Parmesan cheese on top. Then we're gonna close with our main dish that will be our dessert. Is a tiramisu. Is the dessert of Italy, actually.
It's the staple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's origin in Venice, but it's spread all around Italy and all around the world. Is the most famous dessert of Italy, actually.
Well, you've brought in beautiful dishes today and stories as well. We're going to be hearing some of the stories behind the dishes, the culture of Italy, and the recipes as well. And as always, we've posted up the recipes up on our blog post today. You can check out our recipe page at dubaii1038.com. Questions for Chef on Italian cuisine, do send those through on 4001. I've got a few questions for you on the burrata. You know, we talk a lot about burrata now. We never used to up until a few years ago. Now it's burrata, burrata, burrata. But getting it right and getting the best and understanding what we can do with it, we'll be finding out more from Chef on that and sharing stories with you today as well, including this. Let's get into some news stories.
Food news.
This one from the UK's Guardian newspaper. I peeled my finger instead of the coconut. People are texting and sending their messages into the Guardian newspaper on their fruit and vegetable related injuries. The number of people admitted to A&E with knife related injuries from trying to cut avocados has risen, according to the British Association of Plastic, Reconstructive and Aesthetic Surgeons. The association said safety labels should appear on the fruit to prevent people from cutting themselves. We asked readers for their experiences of their injuries from preparing food, and some names have changed to protect identities. I think it's a good point about the avocados. I bought some avocados about 5 days ago. They're still hard, and you know, I paid a good fair price for them, and I'm wondering whether they're ever going to ripen. And I did end up cutting into one a few days after I bought them to see if I could get anything out of it, and it was quite a tough challenge. So up here on the someone's similar, I tried to destone an avocado by holding it in one hand and stabbing it with a knife in the other. The knife was blunt and I didn't go in first time, so I did it again. It bounced off the pit and slid between my middle and ring finger, nicely slicing my ring finger down to the bone. Though I needed minor surgery to repair it, I don't think we should have safety warning labels. I accept that this was totally a result of me being a complete numpty. I gave the knife to a friend afterwards. So what do you think, and have you got any knife related injuries in the kitchen? Let me know on 4001. Chef, you've just been showing me, it's not funny really, but I mean, the scar on your finger. Tell me about this.
No, basically in 2009 is happened one of the deepest cut in my career, and I get 12 stitch external plus 3 internal, and it's not only about the pain. Is about how you feel inside. You feel your career is finished, and is very hard to come back on track.
Yeah, but what were you cutting, Chef? To have 12 stitches, that's quite something. That's really bad, yeah.
This is about the knife. Sometimes the knife, you buy cheap quality, and the handle is not safe. It is very important for us to have safe environment and safe utensil as well. My knife was completely made of steel, and I just had the wet hands, and the handle just passed by my finger and opened my finger and then cut inside.
Ouch.
That's and you don't feel anything. You don't feel pain. You don't feel anything because your finger is like sleeping. Then is very hard to get back on track, as I say, and you need a new challenge. I just don't work for 4 months. I need to do rehab and.
Which finger is it on the hand?
It's the second one, yeah. On the right hand.
So it's the index finger. So
yeah,
really,
index
of
finger.
Course, as you obviously as you.
It's very important for
yeah,
a chef because.
yeah, really important finger for a chef. Yeah.
And even now, it's difficult for me to take a pen and write for a long time, and even use tongue for plate the spaghetti is very difficult as well. And it's really, really a big challenge to get injured in the kitchen and come back on track, and is really difficult. That's why after this injured, I get a challenge. I challenge myself. I get an offer from Dubai to open the Armani Ristorante, and they call me and I accept this challenge. And I just start a new life in Dubai. I never expect that my life will completely change. Even now, I'm in the radio. I mean, I never expect something like that.
Oh.
My life is completely changed. I get married. I meet a lot of people here in Dubai. New friends, new chef, new competition between the restaurant, a new world. It's really amazing.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you with us today and sharing your stories and asking you for any injuries that you might have occurred in the kitchen. Let us know. And it's time for our first.
Guess the ingredient.
So clue number one to go into our mystery ingredient competition today, and it's a fantastic prize. You can win an Italian iftar experience for 4 people at Bice Ristorante at Hilton Dubai Jumeirah Beach. Here's your first clue. Today's ingredient is an Italian cheese whose origins lie in southern Italy, with the major production of today's mystery ingredient taking place in the Po Valley region, particularly Lombardy and Veneto. Let's just go through what's on the menu here, what you'll find at Bice. So burrata with wild mushroom and marinated zucchini. So talk us through the ingredients.
Okay, so it's very simple, it's very easy plate. The mushroom is French mushroom, is wild mushroom, and is chanterelle, is bottom mushroom, and black trumpet. And what we do is we blanch it, and then we put in a marination with garlic, olive oil, and some oregano, and some fresh chili as well. So it's a bit punching.
The garlic just hit me. Lovely.
Yeah. And zucchini, we sear it, or we grill as well. And the same marination we use also for the zucchini. We put our zucchini to marinate. It should stay overnight to get the best flavor and take all the flavor from the marination, and we just remove from the oil. We make it dry in tissue paper, and we arrange in our dish with the mushroom we put in the middle. That will be the base of our burrata, and all around we make a frame with the zucchini, and the burrata is the main ingredient, so should be the protagonist, should take all the exposure.
And it does so beautifully, and yet, you know, it's so creamy, which it should be, you know, it's almost runny, which is absolutely beautiful, because you can get lots of different burrata and it's not so good. This is amazing. So how you get that, and it is the star of the show, even though you've got in there things like garlic and beautiful, very quite strong tasting mushrooms in a beautiful way.
No, the thing is, the burrata is already a masterpiece of our kitchen, our culinary chain. No need too much. Even pure tomato, if you choose the datterino, is the best choice you can have. Just olive oil and salt, some people, they love like this, just in the pure way. even with some truffle as well, can be a very good combination. We used to use the burrata as well to season some pasta, like during our brunch, even in our one of our signature dish, we have pappardelle with telefono sauce, that is one of our most famous dish in Bice. And we used to put a spoon of burrata to give this pasta filata.
And you're from Milan originally.
Yeah.
So would you have had burrata at home?
Yes. Actually, yes, because my mom is from Puglia.
Okay.
And every time I was going in the south, in my mother or birthplace, I used to have burrata like every day for dinner. In particular, because usually in the south of Italy, they like to eat a lot during lunch, and in dinner, during the dinner, they want to eat something light, and burrata, mozzarella, buffalo mozzarella is usually a traditional dish for the dinner. Focaccia, fresh made every day. And from the bakery, you have this smell of fresh bread all around the street. These amazing things that you can feel in the south.
You would also use fruits as well. So maybe what, like a fig or a peach, maybe to go with it would be a nice fruit, stone fruit or not.
With the burrata, usually no. Usually we used to eat it with the gorgonzola, or the fruit is a good combination.
So you'd never use a fruit with burrata?
Usually no. I don't like this. Personally, I don't like this
combination. I must admit, I had it recently with a peach. It was very nice. So, but clearly you wouldn't. So the purists wouldn't.
No. I mean, I'm more traditional, you know. I prefer something more simple. And I think that burrata, as I say, is a masterpiece. And if you think that was actually a way to use the spare parts of the production of mozzarella, and they make this shelter, they make this pear shape. And inside is so creamy, and it's amazing. It's really a very nice combination of...
Sure. Well, I've also found out, which I think is unusual, and you may say absolutely not, but you can eat it warm as well as cold.
Yeah, you can eat warm. As I say, we can even put inside the pasta as well. It's fantastic. With the tomato sauce, it's a fresh tomato sauce you made with the datterino, that is the best tomato you can find in the south of Italy. You really have the excellence of this, and the burrata as well. Before, we used to warm it up as well and to serve warm, and this cream is coming out. It's something magic.
It is magical. It's wonderful, and always bringing these great ingredients together. People are texting in, Chef. I've just got to jump quickly back to us talking about the injuries in the kitchen that you can get, which you've suffered quite severely. Somebody here is saying, over the years, I've cut myself whilst cooking. Luckily, I've never needed stitches. Usually, if I have small cuts that don't stop bleeding quickly, I put some turmeric powder on it. So there's a tip. This helps the blood to clot and stops the bleeding. After that, I can put a plaster on. Have you ever heard of that before? Turmeric being used on a...
Turmeric? No.
No, there you go. Well, Mona says it works a treat. Looking here, I was mentioning the peaches. So somebody else holding a peach in their left hand and with a brand new paring knife in the right. Tried to remove the stone from the peach, and as I sliced through, I rotated the peach and somehow confused peach flesh with human flesh and cut through the inside of my pinky finger at the joint. Ouch! Goodness me! Keep your messages coming in on 4001. If you have had injuries in the kitchen, knife-related injuries, chopping, cutting, let us know on 4001. I'm going to share another news story with you as well. This caught my attention. A beautiful story, really. From the UK's Telegraph newspaper, the 106-year-old great-grandmother whose cooking videos have taken YouTube by storm. Apparently she doesn't have a birth certificate, this lady, this lovely lady, but apparently she's 106 years of age, and she's a great grandmother, and she's from Andhra Pradesh, one of India's southeastern states, and it has, she's become this legend. She's showing you to make on YouTube, you can check it out and see snake gourd and milk curry, bread omelette, lots of traditional recipes, watermelon chicken and emu egg fry, so amazing sort of ingredients and stories, and from this lady, this lovely lady. Now when we come back, I want to hear about chef's grandmother, maybe great grandmother as well, I don't know, because of course there's always the mother in tradition when it comes to Italian cuisine. So we'll be finding out maybe some of the dishes that we're not used to, you know, we won't necessarily find in a restaurant, but would be something that you grew up eating at home. So we'll find out from Chef Marco about that. Hassan says turmeric is a true remedy to stop bleeding immediately. This remedy comes from the subcontinent. Thank you for that, Hassan. And I will squeeze in your second clue.
Guess the ingredient.
Yeah, this is to go into the draw to win an Italian iftar experience for four people at Beachy Ristorante, Hilton Dubai, Jumeirah Beach. Today's mystery ingredient can be made with a mixture of either buffalo or cow's milk, or a mixture of the two. Today's mystery ingredient is lightly smoked like mozzarella and is a pulled or stretched curd cheese. Now, we're talking food and ingredients, as always, on a Thursday brunch, and we're really focusing on the Italian cuisine this morning with Chef Marco from Beachy at Hilton Dubai at JBR, Jumeirah Beach, and enjoying a wonderful refurbishment there. Beautiful, doing brunches, got obviously iftars coming up as well. And I'm joined by head chef Marco Sinamo, who's been plating up some amazing dishes for me this morning. Now, do follow us online. We're filming. We're also taking photographs. The recipes are up on our Dubai Today page as well at dubaii1038.com. We're also giving away an Italian iftar experience for four people at Beachy Ristorante, Hilton Dubai, Jumeirah Beach. So here's your next clue.
Guess the ingredient.
So today's mystery ingredient is made by mixing and heating whey, which is kneaded to a smooth, semi-soft consistency, often moulded into fanciful shapes such as fruits and animals. Today's mystery ingredient has a brown, oily rind and is wrapped into a cord shape, which impresses grooves in the rind. It is then hung to ripen, often seen on display in Italian food shops, and typically weighs 5 kilos. Chef, what can we expect for the Italian experience, the Italian iftar?
No, the Italian iftar is not expecting, some people maybe expecting a buffet or something like that. Actually, our concept is different, is something more related to the warmth of family, the family feeling of iftar. When the parents come back after a long day, and preparing the best food and share everyone in the middle of the table. So all the family is all around the table and sharing the same food. So this is the concept that we want to present as well during our iftar.
So in keeping with the Italian culture as well as iftar, which is, you know, breaking fast, everybody coming together to really appreciate what they're eating and what they have been sacrificing for the day, fasting for the day.
Yeah, this is something very deep inside the soul of the Muslim, and is something not only about the religion, also about the personality. They are cleaning their body and also their mind, and it's very good as well to meet all together and get this warm welcome from the mother or the grandmother who is cooking for all the family, and it's very difficult for them, and then you get this relaxing feeling, you know. That's the way how the people need to eat. They need to feel relaxed as well. The same for our brunch as well. Is not everybody need to run to the buffet to get the best dishes or the best
or part the biggest
of meat.
Amount.
It's about to relax. You sit down, you enjoy, you get your food straight away, serve on the table. You don't need to rush. You just relax, enjoy the food, and That's it.
And what you do when you, you know, that beautiful sort of hospitality, that's what you're known for. And I know you're very influenced, many Italian chefs, they always talk about their mothers or their grandmothers. So we were mentioning before about this YouTube sensation coming out of India, this 106-year-old lady. She's there cooking her food and her relatives have filmed her, put it on YouTube and everybody's all over it. So for you growing up, what would have been a dish that would have been a favourite in your household that wouldn't necessarily be something we would, being not Italian, would be used to when we go to an Italian restaurant? So what's a true Italian dish for you growing up?
No, I grew up with the kitchen of my mother, my grandmother's, and as I say, my origin is actually from the south of Italy. My father's side was from Naples, and my mother's side was from Puglia. So it's the two of the greatest region about culinary chain of Italy as well. And my mother used to prepare, she prepared always the best food when I go back home after usually 1 year. And she prepare a dish that is traditional from actually from Naples, that is called gâteau. It's a potato pie with cheese and with ham, and is baked, is overcooked the potato and mixed together with some breadcrumbs and cheese, and then is baked with some breadcrumb. It's very crispy outside and very soft inside. Even the meatballs of my grandmother was amazing. The gnocchi we prepare. That's why my passion for the food is born, because my grandmother used to prepare the gnocchi fresh, and I was playing with her doing the fresh gnocchi just with tomato sauce. It was amazing. Really, is when I was six, seven years old, my passion for the food start. And because you see this raw ingredient slowly magically become something that is amazing, tasteful, and that's why most of Italian person become chef. And for us, the hospitality is something that is normal, is something natural, is in our DNA actually, because we are living in a place where every single corner is history and is heritage. It's like you are in a museum. It's an open museum, actually, Italy.
So tell me a little bit then about the Romans and what they might have been eating, because that's got to be part of your culture. And I know when you're researching for your a la carte menu at Bice, you will be exploring those stories in those foods. So what? Tell me a little bit about that.
Every menu that we create every month has a meaning. I think each chef as a story beside the dish. Even the dish that I'm presenting today has a story as well. Is reflecting the story of the chef who created the origin of them.
Okay, so tell me some of those stories then.
Basically, this burrata is a dish that one of our chef now is executive sous chef in Hilton. He proposed.
But the history and the culture of the food, chef. So,
the culture is born. I mean, is born with the Roman age as well. That they start to take the food is a must. Something that make, as I say, the family together.
Okay, so give me an example. So let's look at what we have here. What would be a story behind the dish?
Example, the endive salad.
Yes.
Is actually is.
So you've got the endive with the gorgonzola, truffle honey, and pecan nuts.
The story of gorgonzola is really funny. Actually, is is about romantic and even a strange story. And the dairy man who created the gorgonzola actually just get distracted because he fall in love with a beautiful lady, and is this cheese is born in the 12th century, so is a very long history actually. And this dairy man, he fell in love with a beautiful young lady, and he was preparing the cheese, and then he just forgot to store the cheese and start to produce this mold that is penicillin, actually, the mold that you find on the gorgonzola.
And you know, just tasting your dish here, this the endive with the gorgonzola, it's not strong, it's not overpowering, it's quite sweet, actually, I guess, with your honey there, the truffle honey included.
Yeah, because the endive actually is a bit sour, actually. It's a sour salad, and even the choice of the pecan has a meaning as well, because the walnuts is strong flavor. The pecan is more light. And the cheese, the gorgonzola cheese, are two kind, actually, two variety. One is the spicy one, and one is the sweet one. The one we choose is the sweet one. It's don't need to be too invasive, too strong the flavor. You can also combine with a spicy one. It's not a big problem. But the combination of sweet and sour is what create the this dish.
It's absolutely delicious. Of course, you do have your brunch. You do will have, obviously, iftar coming up with Ramadan. But you also have your a la carte menu. And it's quite in detail at Bice what you can explore when it comes to Italian cuisine. Included is a trolley, not a dessert trolley, but an olive oil trolley that comes round, which I found absolutely fascinating. When we come back, we'll share more information about that. Stay with us.
Guess the ingredient.
And here's your fourth clue to our mystery ingredient to go into the draw to win an Italian iftar experience for four people at Bice Ristorante, Hilton Dubai, Jumeirah Beach. Today's mystery ingredient contains a rich dietary source of calcium and vitamin A, known as retinol, when found in food, which supports healthy eyes, regulates bone growth and a healthy immune system. Chef Marco, tell me about the next dish.
Okay.
The gnocchi.
The gnocchi. Okay, the gnocchi is actually is called ignudi. What is the meaning of nudi? Nudi is actually mean naked, and is another way to use the filling of the tortelli. That is one of the other dish that I present. Actually, this the story is as well very funny, and they run out of the pasta dough, so they decide to add some more ingredient inside this filling of the ravioli, and they try to cook it, and they find out that it's coming like a new kind of pasta, and the combination with the tomato and everything is a magic as well, and the best combination is with San Pecorino Toscano from Tuscany. This dish is also mentioned in few novelist book, like the Decameron of Boccaccio, and in Dante's Divina Commedia as well. Is origin in Tuscany, but is also spread all around Italy, in particular in the boundary between Italy and Germany as well. They call Nodel, the Rollenspeck Nodel, actually. Or even Malfatti in Lombardy is called, is another version.
There's a question here actually on gnocchi saying, I've tried to make it several times and I've only met with failure. I'm using the basic potato recipe with egg. Most recipes I've read say to only use as much flour as is needed to form a decent dough, so I use as little as possible, but it doesn't seem to work. Any advice on making gnocchi, the potato recipe?
The potato should be the old potato, and you don't need to overcook the potato. You when the best moment to mash the potato is when it's still hot. You peel it and you mash it straight away, and you mix with all the ingredients, because when it's hot, is mixing all together. The eggs is coagulate as well, so give the right consistency to the gnocchi. Then you roll it up and you cut straight away. Some people is even blanching the gnocchi, and then is cooking again and straight away in the sauce as well. But the best way is use the old potato, not the sweet one, of course. But you can use even purple potato, and the young one is not the best choice, honestly. Because the oldest potato has more starch inside, and no need to add too much flour as well.
How many varieties of pasta are there, do you think, Chef?
Sorry?
How many varieties of pasta do you think there are?
In Italy.
Hundreds.
Uncountable.
Well, you know, we love your food so much. We love Italian cuisine. And you know, it is National Sandwich Week in the UK. There's a thing. And you know what's on the list of the sandwiches? Which, you know, let's face it, I'm looking here at things like the crisp sandwich, which is actually quite a nice sandwich, actually. A bit of comfort food there. There's the canned witch. So there's a sandwich in a can, in case you were wondering. There's also the clotted cream and strawberry sandwich. Ooh, not sure about that. The fruit sandwich, so just in between two pieces of bread. Then the mac and cheese sandwich. So there's lots of varieties of sandwiches that you can go for. But here's the thing, what about the lasagna sandwich? So it's called the lasandwich. The lasandwich, yes, seriously. So you simply get rid of the pasta, squish the ragu and white sauce between the two slices of the bread. Tesco's are doing this in the UK. It's an eccentric interpretation of the humble lasagna. What do you make of that, Chef?
I believe that in all around the world, they decide to associate some food to the Italian kitchen. I mean, you cannot even compare to the real traditional, even the pasta with Alfredo sauce, and I don't know even who is this Alfredo, honestly.
Yeah, well, it's a good point, and you might be, you know, it makes you wonder, isn't it, sort of culturally for the government of Italy or whatever, how that cuisine is taken across the globe and maybe not honoured as it should be. And just a quick one to throw in from the UK's Telegraph for the Brits, really, but although actually it is an international chocolate bar now, and that's the Kit Kat. Just to quickly throw in there that Nestle loses legal fight to trademark four-fingered Kit Kat bars. They've been battling this out. There's been a long legal battle with Cadbury's to trademark the chocolate bar's four-finger shape in Britain, but it's been thrown out of court again, so that saga will continue. Chef, we are nearly out of time, and you've got delicious dishes here. Just to give you a little insight, and of course do check out online, the pictures and the film are there for you to see for yourselves. Alongside the ravioli, you've got to have at the end of a meal tiramisu, and I tasted this when I was dining at Bice a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely lovely. Just quickly, Chef, how did tiramisu come about? What's the origins of tiramisu?
The tiramisu actually is born in Venice in the 15th century and is spread all around Italy and even some other region, some other city in all around Italy is saying, I create the tiramisu, but the original one is from Venice. And actually is another way as well to use the coffee in excess, because when we prepare the coffee in the morning, we prepare a big mocha that is enough for breakfast, lunch, and some people,
and tiramisu.
One pastry chef don't know how to use the thing. Okay, I need to use the excess of coffee. How can I do? It just pull inside the ladyfinger or Savoyardi.
Absolutely, it's so light and so delicious. Kevin's texted in to say there is something about listening to an Italian enthusing about their country's food that makes you want to cook something typical of the country or go out for a bowl of something creamy with pasta. Absolutely right, Kevin. Thank you very much for your time today. Head chef, that is Marco Sonamo of Bice Hilton Dubai Jumeirah Beach. Thank you very much for your
time. Thanks to you.
Thank you so much.